WWE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Go ahead, comment.
4DOS, I was going to hold my mouth shut, but I'm not going to. I'm opening it up. First off, ham radio is a hobby. Second off, ham radio is not, or did not start out to be. Go to the store and buy a radio. You built the radios. You worked on them. You knew how they worked and all this. Nowadays, you're correct. There's too many store-bought stuff, too many computerized things that go along with it. But that's part of the hobby. The reason for the difference in the classes is so you will have a little bit more knowledge. A ham radio license is not it's a license to operate. But more than that, it is a license to learn. If you don't know, get out there, get you some books, get you an Elmer, and tear one apart and then see what you can do with it. Where do you think the computers came from? Where do you think these flat-screen TVs came from? 99% of all this came from ham radio operators. As far as I'm concerned, they don't have enough classes. They went from five classes down to what we have now. You know, they started out with novice, technician, general, advanced, and extra. Now they have the technician, the general, and the extra. And they did away with the Morse code portion of the test altogether. There are a lot of people learning Morse code now because they want to, not because they have to. But look at what we've got out here on the airways because of that. That's all I'm going to say. KI4DOS, I'm off my soapbox.
Other comments before I throw my 2 cents in there?
Yes, Orlar. Good to hear you, KI4DOS. I know you're arrested now, but we hope that you get cleared when we do fall planting year, so we got some plowing for you to do. Anyway, I get it, but I don't think we're innovating anything. Heck, it's hard enough to get people to talk now. And you know where I am on the digital, and this is coming from a guy who's a network operator. I believe radio is RF. That's what you do with it. I just don't think you get enough. I just don't think you get enough. I mean, if there was a whole bunch of new bands or something that made a difference, I'm just thinking that... it's a lot of work for not a lot of reward, unless you're into that building the radio stuff. And technically, you wouldn't have to have you could do that on your own if you wanted to. Most of the people would do kits. But anyway, that's my proposal tonight, and I'm going to make sure that it's part of Tim Scott's campaign is to simplify ham radio in 2024. Anyway, enough of that foolishness. One other thing while we're going to talk out here and get everybody outraged, I have made my dive into the Dread 11 meters. Not just one, but two. And I haven't made too many contacts yet because it's noisy. Very noisy. And I mean, just from, it seemed like the one with the biggest amp does get through. I will tell you this, though. They're getting more traffic than a lot of us on the VHF, UHF side. Channel 6, we even have a bona fide commie pinko liberal with a big rig. And he's very clean, at least in his sound. And he says nobody's going to shut him up. And so he's quite entertaining. So if nothing else, it's worth it from the entertainment standpoint. But I'm kind of wondering how the FM thing's going to help. It's not like it's a new thing. A lot of rigs had FM already in Holland and the Netherlands. They only had FM. They didn't open up the AM side. But there's a lot of interesting stuff, especially on the sideband, both of these radios. One's a Cobra 148NW. The other one is a unit in Grant. And, they're all legal, you know. One of them, they put an echo board in, which, you know, I don't care about that. But anyway, picked them up for a song, and they work, and they're a lot of fun. So, you know, that's something that just is kind of a comparison. It's pretty much the wild kingdom of radio. But they are using it. I'll give them that. So, what else today? That's about it. Anybody else want to criticize Robert, kick him around, call him some names? Call me names. That's all right. Hey, it's all a good Saturday night. So, y'all take care. And this is Robert down in Joanna, I guess, kicking it back to you, Net Control. KD4SRR. Clear.
304NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So, let me take the opportunity, if you don't mind, let me throw my two comments in there about license classes. And let me begin this by saying that this is a hobby, but it provides many different services for many different types of people. And what I mean by that, well, let me say this before I start. I could possibly make arguments and agree to both sides of that argument. Yes, let's drop down to two classes. Or no, there need to be more classes. And what I'd like to respond to that is that with it, for me, this is just for me, is that I am motivated by things that force me to push myself harder, faster, stronger. And that motivation is rewarded. I work for it, I get a reward. I work hard, I get a paycheck. I work hard, I get rank. I work hard, I get a different level certificate. So for me, and just me, that's what the extra class was for me, was that, well, once I got my general, I considered it and said, no, this is not something for me. I don't think I would ever want to pursue extra class. But because of me being motivated to do and learn things on my own and build my own things, that forced me to have an understanding of what does this mean, and forced me to learn things that I would not have done on my own. In other words, the reward for pushing and learning is just a piece of paper, if you want to know the truth. And you get some extra privileges with it. But it has forced me to learn, what does this mean? What is I? What is Q? What is an antenna? How does it work? And I can honestly say, I don't think that I would have done that if I had not been forced to learn about that. So let my radio drop. Started to learn and study for the test. It was convenient to be able to go to a certain frequency where not everybody was allowed to go. Sure, anybody can talk on an extra class. You're going to get fussed at. You might get fined. But to be able to move to that limited portion of the band and listen to somebody, you tell if somebody knows what they're talking about, and ask a couple of questions. or to go to somebody who has been there and has built those things and knows what that is. Hey, teach me, show me. So that would be my plug for no. We need more than three classes. So the plug for having two classes is that, yeah, that would be a lot easier. It would. And but it's just that simple. No other explanation. It would just be easier to be able to do that. And for some that's okay. But for me personally, like I said, I'd have to respectfully disagree and say that I have personally learned so much because of this is information that can be useful to me. And I got to admit, I have done everything I can do to learn as much as I can, as fast as I can. And I also would respectfully disagree and say that, yes, there is a lot of innovation that's happened. And I have seen a lot of innovation come out of my shop, out of my ham shack, just by that certificate, forcing me to get out of sight of my comfort zone. So with that, let me hear what you got to say, Robert.
Say it. KD4SRR here. I don't think the carrot's big enough. Yeah, you can go out there. You're not an engineer. You're not going to sit down. You may on your own, but not because of the extra class. I mean, for the type of terminology they're getting into. And like I said, I go back to a first-class engineer for broadcast television radio. I know what those cats making out. You probably know some of them, too. I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all run into them. They're getting to be a literally dying breed of folks that know how to do that. I can see it. But I think to go that extra level, by golly, we ought to be able to. I don't mean just talk to a ham radio satellite. I'm talking about we ought to be able to uplink and downlink. We need to use the ATV. The ATV thing never really got used like it should have. That would have been neat to have that. And then exploring these digital modes. Make to guys like me, digital means something. I guess I'm jaded because I played in the broadcast end of it. And, climbed a tower, helped change the light bulb. I angled. No. But I did. And with a friend of mine named Jerry Booker, who lives out in Topeka, Kansas now. I just don't think there's enough there to really, for that type of class. There needs to be a whole nother class. And extra, y'all going to get, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I think there's just not enough there to interest me. I'm looking at the book, and it's not that it's beyond me. I'm just going like, I'm not going to remember this. I'm not going to remember this. I don't see me putting it into practice. And so that's where it is. So guess what? Y'all failed to change my mind. But I respect you for letting me opine tonight. Y'all have a good one. Again, good to hear you, Gary. We'll let it get on back. Y'all be mad at me. I'm used to it. So, KD4SRR, back to you. Net control.
Well, I appreciate the exchange. I'll leave you with this. So, shortly after I got my general ticket, I was so excited. And I have a cousin that was an extra class. And we were trying to contact each other from here to Pickens on 20 meters, I believe. And we just could not do it. So I'd call him on the phone and say, give me a frequency to go to, and I'll meet you there, and we'll try again. Well, him being extra class, he just gave me a frequency. And I went straight to it. And just immediately, I mean, just seconds after I threw my call sign out, I heard this voice that said, K-O-4-N-U-E, are you a general class operator? And I replied, happily, yes, I am. Just got my ticket. And he said, you cannot operate here. You are off frequency, and I'm going to follow you down to. He followed me down to the band, the frequency I was supposed to actually be operating on. But I will never forget how that felt after that conversation. And I thought, when I turned the radio off, I was embarrassed. But above all, I was angry. Who are you to tell me I can't use this frequency? And then I said, I'll fix that right now. So that motivated me to push forward for that extra little bit of extra. And I will say honestly, not because I am an extra class, but sometimes it does make a difference to have that little bit of slice that is a little bit quieter and a whole lot less noisy. And at the end of the day, we all need a little bit of comfort or a little bit of convenience. So for me, it is worth it, but maybe for others not. But anyway, Robert, you be safe. 73, sir. Hope you enjoyed the conversation tonight. And I hope you remain well in Joanna tonight. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf. That's K4HWG. This is Henry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome K4HWG, Mr. Henry N. Anderson. And Henry, hope you're well tonight, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Hope you're having a nice evening, sir. All right, with that, I'll ask, are there any additional stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Go ahead, recheck.
KA3JCA. Hey, Chad, I wanted to ask you real quick, one of the people that tested today was a friend of mine. His name was Fred Hit. I didn't know if he passed yet or not, or if he showed up today.
Richard, I probably need to be really careful with that. Maybe respectfully I'd say, why don't you give him a call and see what he's got to say. I better not, you know. Somebody else's call sign. I better not. But if you've got his number, give him a call. I'm sure he'll let you know. I mean no disrespect, but you know that's being. I don't know. I may just defer you back to him. I hope I didn't make you mad.
Oh, no, you didn't make me mad. I don't see a harm in it, but no, I'll log on to the FCC database here in a second, get searching by name and look him up.
I don't mean any disrespect, but I better not. But anyway, all right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Are there any additional stations that would like to make a comment or react to you? Please call KO4NUE.
This is Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. Yeah, the whole discussion tonight about different classes of licenses, it's an interesting and a very interesting thing to contemplate. What I would say is, if you have the opportunity to tap into other people who have some skill, like your friend there who was challenging you, was saying, oh, you know, just let's go out and get a first-class commercial license. We don't need this on amateur radio. Well, you know, if you've got an opportunity to have some extra skill, or I won't even call it skill, just to have some abilities that are there that can be recognized with another class of license, leave it to be there so that you can consult them or that they can help or not. But, I mean, what's the downside? There is no downside, in my opinion. So I would say, you know, given my experience throughout my life, when I was young and I was in my mid-20s, I thought there were a lot of things that were ridiculous. And then I came to understand in my 40s and 50s, no, they weren't ridiculous. They were really helpful. So, I mean, what's the harm? If you've got some extras around who can talk to you about capacitive and inductive reactants and stored energy, and this is what's going on here with impedance that's a little esoteric, it can be really helpful, especially if you're trying to debug an antenna system. So, I don't know. I think it's always better to allow things around that can perhaps be helpful in a tough situation. The spectra that are left aside for the extras is not that dramatic and not that earth-shaking that it starves the other hams. So that's my opinion. I think you did a great job tonight, Chad. Thank you. A1RD.
For our follow-up, if I may.
Oh, go ahead, Robert.
Well, I'm going to quote the great, late great Rush Limbaugh. It's not exact. It's kind of apples and oranges. But they ask him, why do you pick Apple over Android or Windows? And his idea was, I want to be able to fly the 747. I'll figure out how it's put together later on. Now, maybe we can argue that that's not a good attitude, but I think what we got is maybe at one time there were a lot of people helping, and I think I was more accepting when I was younger than I am now. So now I'm starting to question, including a lot of garbage I learned in college, or supposedly they tried to teach me. Or make me think that way. I think that we, you know, any time of the day or night, we got 55 repeaters programmed in here, and they're quiet. So is everybody just sitting back there ciphering? And, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to enjoy the hobby, and I think the two classes, it might upset some folks who went ahead and got those extra things. It's just like when they got rid of CW. Now people don't, you know, you're not as good if you don't know CW. I kind of agree with that. From a personal standpoint, I want to learn CW because it gets through. But I don't think we're utilizing it. And like I said, there needs to be a whole lot bigger carrot that we can get into. And that's just where I am. And usually I'm right. This is Robert. I'm out of here. KE4SRR clear.
One second. So
KO4NUE, so maybe the carrot is not the extra slice of frequency. Maybe the carrot is access to the resource. There's a lot to that statement, but how can I say this? So if a young mechanic out of high school walks up to a seasoned mechanic, and the seasoned mechanic tries to pour his knowledge into the younger guy, and he explains this complex process of combustion, valves and lifters and cams and timing and all of this, and the young apprentice says, "What is an engine?" And that older mechanic is at that point thinking, you got some learning to do. I just don't have the time to invest in something that, a skill level that's just, you know, I've got to make a living, or I've got to work on bigger engines, or this, that, and the other. So what I'm trying to say before I get in trouble here is that for me, this is access to a resource, to a mentor, that I may not, I don't know the answer to that. I suspect that the answer is that I may not have access to that resource if I can't show the resource that, hey, I'm doing all I can do. I can't do any more to show you that I'm trying to learn. So give me a little more of that carrot. Help me here. Now, I will say this before I let you go. Electrical guy. I worked on some pretty sophisticated communication gear in the military. But we had test equipment. Just tell you what's wrong with it. We never really got into anything in depth like this. So with no electrical background other than, you know, mains or generator power, Robert, I can't tell you the world that this has opened up for me. And I'm not trying to be corny. I'm just saying that what I have learned in the past 2 years has just been an absolute eye-opening experience for me. You know, transistors and capacitors and resistors and MOVs and just, oh my gosh. I've been shocked a couple of times. Blew up a capacitor, actually. Got some burns from a transistor on my hand. All because it's for that thirst for knowledge. And when your body don't go as good as it used to and your mind is all you got, I'll be darned if I'm going to lose it. I'm going to do everything I can to keep the noodle active. So with that, appreciate your comments tonight. Appreciate you stirring the hornet's nest up a little bit. But anyway, appreciate it, Robert. Hope you're doing well, and Joanna. And I give you a chance to comment before I move on, sir.
Yeah, you made some good arguments, but I'm a hard one to convince. Like I said, we some of the stuff, and this is going to get some folks hot, but so be it. They didn't call me the rage on the radio for nothing. It's getting kind of Rube Goldberg. The biggest argument when you're trying to talk to someone that's young, is it going to go, like, I got a cell phone, what do I need that? Even the idea, the concept of an emergency is not there. And where I find the usefulness of a lot of that knowledge, you know, maybe ham radio operators had something to do with a lot of this cutting-edge technology we have now. Maybe. A lot of it. Maybe not much of it. Maybe just somebody that was into that and wanted to say, hey, man, I'm going to make a self-telephone. I mean, the cellular network system is incredible. Of course, in a bad situation, it's going to be bye-bye. That's the reason I argue that give me an opportunity to make some money. Not just, I know it's amateur, but I said, give me the opportunity to really get into stuff. I mean, let's start talking to the moon. Let's don't just bounce a signal off the moon. If we're all around, then, you know, we're going to have a base on the moon. There's a whole lot of stuff like that that I think would be cool. Inner space communication. But, you know, you got a dipole, you got horizontal, you got vertical. You can make all kind of goofy designs and say, man, that works. You know, I didn't think it would work. You know, common items. Some stuff laying on the ground, some stuff way up in the air. That's all cool, but the minutia is where I think I'm criticizing the way the extra is worded. And, again, you know, like I said, going back to the guy that got the broadcast engineer test. He couldn't get a ham license, but he knew enough that he got the broadcast engineer thing and used it every day. So, you know, I could go on all night. I won't. But I hope it didn't hurt too many feelings. I wasn't trying to shame you, take anything away from you. But I think ham radio could be a lot more. And one thing it needs to do that I don't have a problem with is it needs to just start using it. It needs to start talking. It needs to make itself useful and not get into, and no criticism of this net, but just going with nightly check-ins and saying, I ain't got nothing to say. Have a great one. Talk to you tomorrow. You know, it needs to be more than that. And so, putting it into practice. And I mean, hey, I'm glad. You know, there are people out there, the Elmers. But the one that got a hold of you, traumatized you, that was an Elmer FUD in my book. But that's enough. I'll let it go. It's Saturday night, and the doggies want to go back out again. So y'all have a good one. As always, this is Robert, KD4SRR.
I'll leave you one question. Do you speak Japanese or German?
I speak a little German. I had a German tea professor in, she was really a graduate assistant. Her name was Susanna von Schöckendorf. And, I learned a lot of slang German from her. Japanese, no. Your point, KD4SRR.
Well, the fact that you don't speak German or Japanese, you can thank a ham radio operator for that. And her name was Hedy Lamar. And she developed frequency hopping, which was able to guide torpedoes for the United States Navy. She was initially rejected for her idea because the Navy War Department would not accept technological advances from a female. It felt like it made the U.S. Navy look bad. So she partnered with another gentleman. But she was also a very beautiful actress, Austrian-American actress. But she is a ham radio operator that is responsible for spread spectrum communications. So with that, I'll say that that's a pretty significant contribution. I'm sure you could find an argument for others as well for the other way. But just wanted to leave you with that and let you know that there are advances because people are driven to have something that is difficult or to have something that someone else told them they could not have. You can't be here. You can't do this. And I personally am not a gentleman that is willing to accept that. I will always say, okay, what do I need to do to be able to do this? And if I am able to do it, I'm going to do it. If nothing else, sometimes, other than to say, well, you said I couldn't do it, I did it. But I'm learning with this hobby that I'll never learn it all. I won't. But I am enjoying the process, and I am thoroughly enjoying the access to some of those ladies and men who are able to take the time to speak into me or take the time to teach me. That's got, for me, that's got nothing to do with a radio or a frequency. But it's got everything to do with fellowship and friendship. So, with that, take you fellas for a walk. I know they're probably begging at the door. But anyway, Robert, I enjoyed the conversation as usual. Not trying to pick anything, just give you some facts, I guess. But with that, I'll leave room for space. If not, I'll go on and close the net down.
Oh, yeah, Hedy Lamarr was an amazing person. Her daddy was gave her a lot of info. She was from a very smart family, and she was a very beautiful person. And it's good that before her death that they finally acknowledged her for that spread spectrum stuff. But she had good genes. She had good rearing and engineering principles. And you're right, you know, a brainy gal. No, you either had to be beautiful or you were a librarian. That's what how they thought it back then. Got a friend of mine that is a retired United senior pilot, though, and says they use HF communications. Don't mention ham radio to him. If he had had the ability to put drones on his 747s and big Airbus jets that he flew international, he would have droned. He would have zeroed them in because he had a lot of problem with interference up in the cockpit. But that's another day for another story. Y'all have a good one. We'll talk at you later. KD4SRR.
Enjoyed it. Be safe. And take your dogs out for a walk. Like I said, I'm sure they're anxious. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Any additional RagChu or comments, please call KO4NUE.
NUE, please check in. KF4NXY, David.
Like to welcome in N4NXY. David, I'm sorry, I'm showing my tired. Can you give me a call one more time? I believe it's NF4NXY. I got Miss Marie's AF4SX, but give me your call one more time, David.
Kilo Foxtrot 4 November X-ray Yankee. And I was making a kind of rookie mistake talking into the backside of the microphone, so he might not have been hearing me too good.
All right. Maybe so. But we got you, KF4NXY and Miss Marie. And radio sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful. We got just a slight amount of hiss in the background. No hum, no power supply noise. But please let Miss Marie know that I heard her on the radio the other day for the first time. And I got really excited. And I wanted to jump on there and say, hey, Miss Marie, this is Chad. I've been, Dave's been giving you a call sign for the past year and blah, 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 but I just figured, you know, I better not do that. Might scare her to death. So, but just let her know I did hear her on the radio the other day, and it was, you know, it's quite nice to finally hear Miss Marie.
Look, she's right here, so she heard you, and I think she appreciated that. Yeah, she don't get on it very often, but I had been talking to Tom, and I had lost contact with him because I'd bumped the radio with my elbow, and went off into another frequency, and she was kind of talking to him a little bit to let him know what might have happened with me.
I was listening in the other day, but like I said, I heard her throw a call sign out there, and I said, "Oh my goodness, that's Marie! I can't believe it!" But Tom picked it up and, you know, got to talk with her for a few minutes. But Miss Marie, it was a pleasure hearing you on the radio the other day. Kind of made my day. Out working on the new ham shack, and that's a good opportunity to take a break. So kudos to you, ma'am, and hope you're doing well. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Sierra Lima, KG4 LSL, Jimmy and Anderson. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, got you. KG4 LSL. That's Mr. Jimmy and Anderson. You doing all right tonight, Jimmy?
Good. Thank you for asking. I've been kind of trying to train our new German Shepherd puppy that we just rescued and just get some stuff around the house done and practicing our pool game for playoffs in a couple of weeks. So been a little busy, but busy is good.
It's good to keep your hands, you know, something, keep your hands busy, keep your mind occupied. I've got a machine shop, and between the machine shop and ham radio, you know, I stay busy with, you know, all kinds of stuff. Makes you tired at night, makes you sleep good, too. So, be great. Appreciate you checking in with me, and I hope you're doing well, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Any additional comments or rags, please call KO4NUE. Heard, so with that, I'll go ahead and submit my net report. Please stand by. That's it for tonight. I'll go ahead and return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net. And it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. 73s, everyone have a wonderful day tomorrow. This is KO4NUE. I am clear.